Hi, this is Mehmet Burk of ReliefAnalysis.com, and welcome to Disaster DX. Disaster DX is a show dedicated to trends in emerging disasters and relief operations worldwide, as well as the vital role of humanitarian broadcasting. In this episode, this past March, Cyclone Pam made a devastating Category 5 impact on the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. Pam decimated homes, ravaged Vanuatu's agricultural sector, and tore apart the nation's communications infrastructure. Pam is one of the most severe disasters in recent history to impact the Pacific Islands. Technology ranging from text messaging to shortwave radio played a vital role in Vanuatu's preparation for Pam as it approached, and in the initial weeks of recovery. The story of Pam shows us that humanitarian broadcasting is going to be a lifeline for many nations worldwide when facing similar monster storms in the future. On March 15th, unique factors gave birth to the second most intense tropical cyclone on record in the South Pacific. According to the Weather Underground, with its 165 mile per hour winds and shockingly low 896 millibar central pressure, Cyclone Pam became a massive Category 5 storm on the Saffir-Simpson scale and plowed south through the Vanuatu Island chain. According to analysis from Dr. Jeff Masters of the Weather Underground, Pam's explosion into a monstrous tropical cyclone coincided with a global record. Never before had a climatological phenomenon known as the Madden-Julian Oscillation, which is essentially an indicator of thunderstorm activity in the tropics, never before had the Madden-Julian Oscillation achieved such a high reading. As documented by the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, 166,000 people across 22 islands required some form of humanitarian support in Vanuatu. 75,000 people required emergency shelter at the peak of the crisis. And the impacts of Pam spanned an enormous territory. Massive swells triggered emergency declarations in vulnerable Tuvalu and Kiribati to the north, while 30,000 people were affected in the Solomon Islands to the west. Here is a clip from Daniel Dickinson of UN Radio in the days following Pam's landfall.
The UN says at least 17 people died and 65,000 have been left homeless as a result of Cyclone Pam. In total, some 166,000 people are in need of help. Widespread damage to property was caused when winds gusting up to 300 kilometres an hour swept across the South Pacific archipelago. The cyclone, which made landfall on March the 13th, was one of the most destructive storms ever in the region. In all, 22 islands out of the more than 80 that together make up Vanuatu need help. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office, OCHA.
The provinces Shifa and Tafia were the hardest hit, and all crops there have been damaged or destroyed, and food is running out as I speak. In some provinces, up to 90% of shelters have been wiped out, and roads are impassable, and debris is still being cleared.
Before reaching Vanuatu, Cyclone Pam had already caused major damage on other Pacific Island nations, including Kiribati and the Solomon Islands. Children have been particularly badly affected. 82,000 need access to clean water and vaccines in Vanuatu. But Christoph Buliorak, a spokesperson for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said young people across the Pacific need help.
UNICEF is concentrating on making sure that children and their families in Vanuatu, as well as in affected communities in Tuvalu, Solomon Island and Kiribati, have access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, and health services, including immunizations.
An initial assessment by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, found extensive damage to crops, livestock and fisheries as a result of the storm. The banana crop was almost entirely destroyed, as were most coconuts and vegetables. Root crops, which are an important local food source, were uprooted and flooded in most areas, while the majority of fruit trees were stripped. Countless chickens and pigs also died. The appeal for funds launched by OCHA and the government of Vanuatu calls for $29.9 million to ensure that initial support can be sustained to cover the needs of affected people until the end of June 2015. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.
As alluded to by Mr. Dickinson's report, PAM hit Vanuatu's agricultural sector especially hard. In fact, the UN News Center reports that more than 90% of the nation's crops are completely decimated. Vanuatu relies heavily on subsistence agriculture, and there is a real potential for a food security crisis in the coming months. The food shortage resembles the year 2011, when Vanuatu suffered 4 landfalling cyclones during the most intense La Nina episode in recorded history. Back then, crops such as taro, bananas, and breadfruit were ravaged in Tafia province. But besides a food security crisis, Cyclone Pam and the 2011 storms share another characteristic. In both cases, there were relatively few casualties. The low death toll is attributed by the Australian Broadcasting Bureau to be a combination of resilient traditional knowledge, effective disaster preparedness efforts, and improved communications technology. But what exactly is this technology? With its location in the Asia Pacific, Vanuatu's dominant form of media is not Facebook or Twitter, but radio. With over 80 islands in Vanuatu, shortwave radio is far from a relic of the Cold War or World War II. It is a modern-day necessity. According to Radio New Zealand, since 2009, the governments of Japan, New Zealand, and Australia invested heavily into Vanuatu's shortwave transmission capabilities to its most remote outer islands. It would be a wonderful success story for the medium of shortwave radio technology if humanitarian broadcasts were reaching Vanuatu's most remote populations as Category 5 PAM bared down. It would be a tremendous success story if preparedness messages crossed all digital divides created by geography, technology, and economics. Only a small, relatively inexpensive radio with a shortwave band would be required. However, that's not exactly how the story panned out. Areas such as Pentecost Island and the Banks and Torres Island groups were having trouble tuning in for some time. Radio maintenance problems, including the corrosion of equipment, was a real issue. And when PAM approached landfall, only some of the outer islands could tune into national emergency broadcast bulletins. So the government of Vanuatu made contact another way, through text messages on cell phones. Weather warnings were transmitted every 1 to 3 hours. And almost all households in Vanuatu have at least one mobile phone now. This technology made a major impact on preparedness efforts. There's a problem with this, though. Not just in Vanuatu, but for anyone who has ever experienced a major disaster, especially a typhoon or hurricane. During the impact of a major storm, cellular infrastructure can be ripped apart. And indeed, as PAM pushed through, Vanuatu's connection to the outside world was absolutely severed. In a sense, Vanuatu went into radio silence. However, those rugged, relatively inexpensive radio receivers still existed. And for Vanuatu's devastated population, the shortwave broadcasts of regional powerhouses such as Radio Australia and Radio New Zealand were picked up in the impact zone and provided thousands of listeners with their only context for the full scale of PAM's destruction. But no sooner than 5 days after landfall, with cellular coverage still crippled and agencies such as the World Food Program providing citizens and government officials with satellite phones to begin their initial communication with the outside world, something very interesting happened. According to the popular blog Shortwave Listening Post, on March 20th, fellow shortwave monitor Rob Wagner noted that Radio Vanuatu had burst back to life on 7259.5 and 3945 kHz with cyclone recovery information. In an outstanding interview by Radio Australia, Radio Australia reports that transmission engineer Steve White and local technicians worked under the Pacific Media Assistance Scheme to repair Radio Vanuatu's shortwave and mediumwave broadcasting technologies to a level better than what they had been before PAM's landfall. Here's the story from Radio Australia, presented by Richard Ewart.
Just come back from the airport after dropping off Steve White, who's headed back to Auckland. And at 7 o'clock last night, we switched back on the last of the medium wave transmitters, which puts Radio Vanuatu full service, radio service, medium wave and short wave, fully restored throughout the country.
So no corner now is without some form of communication?
The shortwave covers the entire Vanuatu group, and the medium wave covers the Fate and the Shepherds group that were badly affected. And as we speak, we're hoping that the Royal New Zealand Air Force aircraft brings in a new transmitter from Auckland, which we will install on Tana, hopefully this weekend.
So perhaps one of the ironies to come out of a disaster like this is that the state of radio communications now is probably better than it was before the cyclone struck. Would that be fair?
Not quite. Early in the morning. It is in a better condition than it was prior to the cyclone. In our investigations, we found that some of the stations have been off air since November last year, at the start of the cyclone season. So we've restored it to its full capacity, and we are compiling a report for the Vanuatu government pointing to the current system of the radio transmission service in Vanuatu, along with some recommendations.
Those recommendations, I presume, would include looking at making the system more weatherproof in future, although I suspect withstanding a Category 5 cyclone is going to be very, very difficult under any circumstances.
Yes, the investigations or the assessment that we carried out showed some inherent weaknesses in the existing system, and what we are likely to propose is a system that's linked directly to the Disaster Management Office and could possibly withstand the ferocity of such cyclones in future, and which allows Vanuatu to have a very stable backbone radio communication system at the height of any cyclone.
It's a remarkable achievement to have done all this in a very short space of time. Are you surprised at just how quickly everything's been put back together and indeed improved?
It is, Richard. I mean, when we first did the initial assessment, we were really down about it, and we predicted possibly 2 to 3 weeks restoration or bringing some service back on. But when we switched on the medium wave last night up to its full power of 2.5 kilowatts and the short wave up to its full power as well, it was quite amazing. And what Steve White and the engineers did, the local technicians, was put a couple of the old transmitting devices and just piece things together. And we had Craig Pigeon come in from the ABC in Melbourne late yesterday and brought in the final parts, which allowed us to switch it back on.
So now we are in a situation that, as the aid effort unfolds, basically it's possible for everyone in Vanuatu to have an up-to-date idea of exactly what is going on, when aid will reach them, which is critical, of course, in areas where perhaps it's taking a little longer.
Yes, I mean, definitely that's the game plan. We have been, PACMAS has been requested by the Vanuatu government to provide the government with a detailed recommendation of what to do and what it needs to do to upgrade the existing broadcasting infrastructure and along with related services. And we intend to be able to do that early next week. The Vanuatu government is confident that it could secure the relevant donor to pay for that.
So, in summary, Cyclone Pam is a mega-disaster that will likely be remembered in Vanuatu for generations to come. As the summer progresses, humanitarian agencies will need to closely monitor the emerging food crisis that is taking shape. Shortwave radio proved to be an essential technology that had some major issues as Pam approached, and fortunately, text messaging played a key role in delivering emergency preparedness messages. In the days following Pam's devastation, the Pacific Media Assistance Scheme made the shortwave dial roar to life for disaster survivors urgently in need of humanitarian bulletins. In Vanuatu, shortwave radio and its humanitarian potential is here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. This is Mehmet Burke, and thank you for listening to Disaster DX. Disaster DX is a production of ReliefAnalysis.com. Please visit our website for in-depth coverage of this and other humanitarian stories, and to subscribe to this podcast. Narration for this episode was actually recorded on a shortwave radio, the Degen 1126 from Kato Electronics. See katousa.com, that's KITOUSA.com. Special acknowledgments to UN Radio and Radio Australia International for the audio clips and outstanding coverage of Cyclone Pam. Please see ReliefAnalysis.com for links to stories referenced in this episode from the Weather Underground, Radio Australia, Radio New Zealand, and United Nations agencies. The music in this episode is titled Jalantar and was created by Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons License Attribution 3.0. Thank you all very much, and wishing you a good day.